most business-to-business sales professionals spend time each year selling in their company's trade show booth. How many trade shows will you work this year? Working a trade show booth is a fantastic selling opportunity. You get a solid stream of existing customers and prospects all coming into your booth to hear what you have to say and to consider buying from you. It's possible to meet and talk with more new prospects during one trade show than you can within an entire year of selling. But most salespeople are not able to take full advantage of this intense selling environment due to their lack of awareness and training. How much trade show sales training have you experienced in your career? If you're like the majority of otherwise experienced sales professionals, the answer is none. Isn't it amazing that most companies spend more time talking to you about when they want you to work their booth than they spend time talking to you about what they want you to actually communicate when you're working the booth? Trade show selling requires an additional set of selling skills and positioning than most utilize in our normal selling efforts. Just because you're an effective and successful sales professional in your normal territory doesn't automatically mean you'll also be that effective selling at a trade show. There are 7 key trade show selling skills or ideas that, when applied, can significantly increase your selling effectiveness and competitive advantage when in your booth, and also generate long-term selling success after the show. The first idea is to do more thinking and planning than your competitors prior to the show. What can you do weeks prior to the trade show to begin identifying which customers will be attending this show and to even set up booth meetings with key customers during the show? You might even be able to get a jump on your competition by briefing your customers prior to the show on what you'll be showing or demonstrating in your booth. This is also a great time to better understand what your customers most want to learn or experience at the show, and if they'd find value in you arranging a show booth appointment for them with any of your management team. The second idea is to stay focused on the selling big picture. You want to be communicating a big picture selling message of value and uniqueness instead of just a bunch of detailed product features and advantages. Salespeople working at trade show will get so detailed and technical in their statements that the buyer never understands or retains the message you were trying to communicate. Trade show selling success is never measured based on what you said in your booth, but is measured on what your customer or prospect remembers you said after they're home from the show. What do you most want your attendees remembering after their visit to your booth, especially when we consider that the average trade show attendee will talk with sales reps in 20 or more different trade show booths in a single day? Work with your fellow sales professionals also working the show to identify a few key selling points your entire sales team feels needs to be communicated when talking with customers during the show. The briefer and simpler your selling message, the greater your chances are of having a potential buyer actually remember what you say. My third selling suggestion is to shut up. The majority of sales reps get overly hyper working a trade show booth and wind up doing all the talking since they only have 5 or at most 10 minutes to complete a sales conversation before the customer walks away. The average business sales call might last a half hour, but the average trade show sales call might be as little as 5 or 10 minutes. Because of this compacting of time, most reps tend to rush their selling opportunity, and the easiest way to rush a selling opportunity at a trade show is to do all the talking. How many times have you repeated this situation? A customer walks into your booth pointing to a piece of equipment you're highlighting at the show, asking, "What's that?" And then you do all the rest of the talking until the buyer leaves. You can always tell who the sales reps are in a trade show booth. They're the only ones doing any talking. How much talking do you do during a trade show sales call? Think it might increase your persuasive skills if you can get your customer to do more talking? And a great way to get your customer to do more of the talking is idea number 4. Decide to actually follow the steps of a sales call when selling at your trade show. Most salespeople sell intuitively and have little selling structures or processes they understand and follow during a sales call. Though not the best way to maximize your selling effectiveness, this more intuitive, shoot-from-the-hip selling style can still be effective as long as you have enough time to complete your call. But a trade show sales call tends to only last 5 or at most 10 minutes. If you lack strong selling structures or training, your entire selling step process will collapse into you only presenting your solutions and doing all the talking as we discussed in the last point. Instead of using all the steps of a sales call to ensure a balanced and effective trade show discussion, most instead just go directly to the presentation step, dumping on their buyer all the detailed reasons they have such a great product. What can you be doing to increase your usage of the steps of a sales call so your customer discussions become more balanced, more personal, and more professional? By the way, in case you've forgotten, the steps of a sales call, whether in front of a customer or a trade show, or talking in their office, are first to lower a buyer's resistance, then second, ask questions to learn and qualify. The third sales call step is to present your solutions in an interactive manner, followed by step 4, asking for the order. Step 5 is to then agree to your next contact so your sales call continues as a selling process and not just a one-time event. Though there are companies who sell a lot of product or equipment during a trade show, most shows don't generate many on-site sales. The goal for most companies buying a trade show booth is to meet and interest new prospects, to share your message of uniqueness and value with your industry, and to allow you an efficient way to meet and affirm existing customers. The real success of a trade show booth is not measured by how many people come into your booth or how many brochures you distribute, but instead is measured on the quality and impact achieved in your booth visitor sales calls after the show. My 5th suggestion is to take notes when talking with a trade show prospect or customer. Consider carrying cards in your pocket or suit coat so you can take notes during your customer conversations. My favorite size cards to carry and take notes on are the size of the old IBM 80-column computer punch cards that were used in the 1970s when I worked for IBM. The cards were 7 3/8 inches by 8 1/4, the perfect size to hold in your hand as you write and to also fit in your coat or pants pocket. The stiffer cardstock also helped make them easier to write on. As soon as a customer started talking about their business or challenges, I would pull out my cards and start writing. After they left my booth, I would then staple their business card to my note cards for later reference. What can you do to increase your customer note-taking and retention of important information you'll be needing later for your selling efforts after the show? My 6th suggestion centers on one of the easiest ways to generate a more positive and open booth perception. During a trade show, make sure you, as a sales rep, don't clump or congregate with other sales reps working the booth as you wait for more customers to approach. A number of research projects have proven that a customer's decision to enter a company's trade show booth is at least in part directly based on how comfortable, open, and friendly a booth and the workers appear. 3 salespeople all standing together talking as they wait for customers to approach their booth will not project an open and affirming buying environment. Our 7th and final idea deals with how and when you follow up any sales leads generated from your show. How fast were you able to distribute and follow up on sales leads from your last trade show? A number of years ago, I presented a series of seminars at a trade association's annual convention. Since I was there for a few days, I made a point of spending time walking around their trade show. While there, I picked up several business cards and potential selling opportunities. I immediately called all of these cards the next week when back in my office and was surprised when every sales lead I talked with mentioned how impressed they were with how fast I'd gotten back to them. One even commented, "Most don't follow up after the show for weeks or even months." You can gain a competitive advantage and prove your interest in a prospect by being more responsive and following up faster than any of your competitors. What can you do to make sure leads are immediately distributed and followed up as soon as possible after a show? Think you can speed up your ability to respond to sales leads after a show? Trade show selling is an integral part of most salespeople's jobs, but most are not trained or prepared to gain maximum impact and value from their participation in their company's trade show booths. What can you do to take advantage of these 7 ideas so you can sell more than your competitors working the same trade show? We know you're good. Now the question is, are you good enough and committed enough to work to improve your trade show selling skills and effectiveness? Thanks for listening.